I don't think he was a day friend. But himself or for someone to walk up and say, "Hey, D, play me a tune." He always carried his harmonica every day, everywhere he would go. He never was in a hurry. He started to work, then he stopped playing the harmonica. All up and down 12th Avenue. He may start work at 8 o'clock in the morning. He'll probably get to the shop by 12.
What a wonderful man this man has made. A legend. But almost disappeared. And in a way, he did disappear.
We lost him there for 25 years. It was kind of like if Ernest Hemingway had suddenly decided to stop writing and go open up a bar in Key West. Yeah, I suppose, you know, he makes a living at it, but golly, all the great work that he could have done. And that's the way I feel about D. Ford today.
D. Ford's legacy includes only a few recordings, most captured in the last few years of his life by friend David Morton.
When I heard that music, boy, I get chills. I mean, tremendous. D. Ford's music was just absolutely incredible. You heard him and you felt like you were in the presence of a master.
Racism makes ignorant people out of all of us if we don't know history. And I think that D. Ford Bailey's memory is a victim of that.
What we have to do is stop thinking of it in terms of country music and blues and rock and roll. It's all one music. It's American music. It's roots music. And D. Ford was one of the people who best exemplified this wonderful melting pot mixture.
I think D. Ford Bailey haunts the country industry right now at the level of trying to make the industry view itself holistically rather than partially. If he remains a footnote in history, then a similar crime would be to put Benny Goodman, a white jazz player, as a footnote in jazz history. You can't do that. He's more than a footnote.
He was one of the first great innovators. Louis Armstrong, B.B. King, Elvis Presley. These are all people who have taken an older music and made it new again. And D. Ford tried to do that. And he did it very well, but he wasn't allowed to finish his job.
In 1967, D. Ford Bailey was invited back to play the opera stage. He would play that stage only four more times before his death in 1982.
But I don't know what to do. That's it.
Oh, Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Tembo Sounds The Culture Show with I, Dr. Kenya O.C. Radoli. Coming to you from beautiful Pittsburgh. It's a fall day in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. From Pittsburgh to the rest of the world, welcome to the Tembo Sounds The Culture. Let us know where you're listening from. Like we always do, we'll big up your ends. 412-499-5000. 412-499-5000. I know you're sharp and intelligent enough to catch that number. 412-499-5000. If you're dialing in from outside the US, plus one, send me WhatsApp messages or also on the socials, all social media platforms, hashtag or rather / Tembo Sounds. Let's keep it rocking. Yeah. Welcome, everybody. Another Tembo Sound show. It's your radio show, not my radio show. I'm just the ambassador of good times only. I'm just the ambassador of good vibes only. Keep it locked. Let's go. I'm ready for...
You're listening to Afrobeats on Tembo Sounds Show. Muruku terera erengo madruku baku na Tembo Sounds Show.
Don't Bana le matata, kipita mamita shishirisa pesku strata. Aba wele gana tela ngayo pesku tata. Afti pata pata nzuzeteli pasarita.
Kibana ba, pastrata, 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 pastrata. Kibana ba, pastrata, 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 pastrata. Kibana ba.
Pastrata, 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 past pia voy de quito sin esta barata tupida con tus sentimientos de esa santa bachata no quita que van a bastrata.
Hello, if you're joining us, WRCT 88.3 FM in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and also broadcasting on my walking radio station. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Tembo Sounds of the Culture show. Can't you feel it? We are getting it. We are getting right into it without wasting any time. We're just getting right into it. Get those shoulders moving. Get those knees up and down moving. This is what we do every Saturday. Tembo Sounds the Culture with I, Dr. Kenya Osiridoli.
Hey bo, chai for you lude. Hang it say, chai for you, for lu, uge, chai for you lude. Sap for you lude, chai for you. Hey bo, bang what you lude. Hey bo, sap for you, for lu, uge, chai for you lude. Mushini wami.
Ilengo mendenza yo, andi zenzanga, ilengo chupa ngofu hila bafana laba bethu uyabona babhetsha o hey usikhuphulesh washito man chupa ngofu hila bafana laba bethu uyabona babhetsha o akomana atsikala akomana atsikala akomana atsikala akomana atsikala.
Shout out to all to my students that are listening. It's Dr. Kenya on the ones and twos. I bet you all do know, but your doctor is a funky doctor, yeah? I got it like that, yeah? Multifaceted, multi-talented. It's what we do. Tembo Sounds of Culture, everybody. Let's keep jamming. Coming to you from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Shout out to Jackie, North Carolina, Raleigh, to be precise. Thank you, Jackie, yeah? Straight out fire.
umchanga ile mangena china kili umchanga kala basonda yo mangena china hleka basithandayo fide badla fans mangena china fide badla fans fide badla fans ngicatha mashanzu usixabanisa muni fada dance muni fada dance red carpet siyabasapha sanazi kanjani sanazi kanjani red carpet siyabasapha sanazi kanjani sanazi kanjani red carpet siyabasapha sanazi kanjani sanazi kanjani red carpet siyabasapha sanazi kanjani
sanazi kanjani begging if you see where my girl is a queen in the sheets. So long, I'm begging if they see it. My girl is a queen in the sheets. What's up, my darling? I'll see you again. 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 Baby, come, come to the.
Then you
Welcome, my listeners from the South Hills of Pittsburgh. Hello. Welcome to Tembo Sounds, the culture show. It's a Tembo party. It's how we do it, right? Let's keep jamming. Yeah, keep it locked. Spread the word. 412-499-5000. We're coming to you on WRCT 88.3 FM. And if you're on the internet, we have a digital signal, WRCT.org. That's actually a better signal, especially if you're in the Pittsburgh area. Pittsburgh is very hilly. The topography in Pittsburgh is quite hilly. But with the digital signal, you can catch us from around the world. WRCT.org, yeah? Welcome, everyone. We like welcoming our listeners from around the world. Most importantly, also our listeners from right here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Me, ungandi si umsoko bonke nayo nami ni isubena abantu ana nami funo kaisa ngawo yasinga ngawo mna funo kaisa ngawo yasinga ngawo mna funo kaisa ngawo yasinga ngawo when you be sweet love
Shout outs go to DJ Strobe. He used to be in Pittsburgh. Great friend, great guy. Moved to Canada, but he's actually visiting London. DJ Strobe, I hope you catch up with some of my family up in the UK. Yeah? DJ Strobe, good friend of the show, good friend of Tembo Sounds, the culture. Disguised with good vibes and good positive vibrations. Tembo Sounds, the culture, 412-499-5000. We're broadcasting from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I call it beautiful city of Pittsburgh, especially when the weather is like this today. We have some great fall weather. Winters are a bit tough, but if you live in Pittsburgh, you know, you get used to it. You know, we're tough like that in Pittsburgh, yeah? Let us know where you're listening from. 412-499-5000 once again. I want to give a big shout out to some friends and businesses that are actually good supporters of Tembo Sounds, the culture show. Then we're going to go into some commercial breaks and PSA breaks, and then back to the second half of the show. I want to give a big shout out to my friends at Team Nuts. These guys at Team Nuts usually hook up my Jeep with all the remods or the modifications I put onto the Jeep. Team Nuts, big up yourselves, yeah? Shout out to very good business Traffic Data Services in the South, CEO Sebastian Ongoma. Yo, big up yourself, man. Hey, thanks for the support, yeah? Like I said, if you want to advertise your business, hit me up. Tembo Sounds a culture, yeah? We can definitely get your businesses, on our radio shows, both on WRCT and on my walking radio station. I mean, what is radio without advertising? Yeah, we need advertisers, we need good companies, we like good brands because we can't be your brand ambassador. Yeah, I'm Dr. Kenya OC Radoli. Gonna play one or two more songs before going to a commercial break. Song is called Believe in a Brighter Day. Kelly and Michael Gray.
Time, I promise you the sun will shine.
This is just a reminder, don't go away. More coming in the next hour. And if you have to go away, you can always come back to my website, tembosounds.com, and you're going to find a whole bunch of radio shows that you have missed, from the old ones to the new ones, right? However you want to listen to it, yeah? Don't go away. Tembo Sounds the Culture. We'll be back shortly. We're going to play some commercial breaks here, and then we'll jump back into the second half, yeah? All right.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain. And you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Beckoning voices and spinning. You have no choice.